All right, we're still in Perek Gimel Mishnah Aleph. Va'omar Da. The Mishnah said that Akavi ben Mahalel said Estakel b'shloisha devarim ve'inat b'le de'avera. So we spent the last two times talking about tzitzis, which is the mitzvah of Estakel, according to his interpretation. Then it says, "Dami ayim bas ulaanat ahaylech ulfnimi atos elite in dim v'cheshbon." Those are the three things to look at. So he's now focusing on the word da. No, v'amar da lichvel ha'inyan al derech masher kasuv. It says da to double, to say twice, to look into something. It says in tefakshenu kakesef u'kimat moynim tichab sena as tavin yiras Hashem v'das alakim timotzei. If you will search, if you mevakesh, like one is mevakesh treasures of silver, and then it says the double lashon, kimat meinim techapsena. It says like a double thing, oz tovin, and then you'll understand Yiras Hashem does kim timsek. You call it Torah Musa. Shishma talmi me'esarav, lo yavinem la'ashurei miyad. When a person reads Musa, he doesn't appreciate it correctly immediately. Ad yachgar v'yeda imkam. Rabbi Chaim, can I trouble you to pass the office back?
Yeah, sure.
Ad yachgar v'yeda imkam v'yamashmesh b'chol dover makivin rabbi b'zeh. So here he's saying something that's very important. This learning, you can even learn Musa academically. You can learn it as an academic study. A person learns and understands the idea that's written. So that's what he's saying, that a person can understand something. And then later, he needs da, he needs to be maven, to give some thought, to, additional thought to it, additional understanding to it, to really appreciate it. Al derech da deha yarvucha b'choleis. The study of Torah is compared to the nursing child, who suckles from a mother, maha da zeh, just like the breast. Kol zman shatinik b'mashrish b'ay maitzi tam. Every time a child, the baby, suckles from the mother, he finds taste. The same thing with Torah. What he's saying is that the Torah that a person studies has to be digested and reviewed and thought into in order for a person to appreciate it. Chazal have an expression that ein odom oimer al das rabbi ad arba'im shana. Chazal have an expression that the people don't understand what the Rebbe really meant until 40 years later. Now the problem with that Chazal is that you gotta remember what he says 40 years later. It's a tricky, a very tricky thing. It says that person.
He keeps on saying the same thing.
The Rebbe keeps on saying the same thing. So it's an interesting thing. It always struck me. I heard this young Rafa was alive. I heard Rav Huttner. I had never met Rav Huttner personally to my recollection, but I have heard many of his mamarim. So I once heard him say that the difference between a Talmud and everybody else is when the Rebbe says a vart over a second time, you heard it already, that the Talmud has greater interest when he hears it a second time, and a third time, and a fourth time. And when you're a person, you know, someone tells you a joke, you heard the joke already. So someone tells you the Dvar Torah, you heard the Dvar Torah already. So how many times do you have to hear the same Dvar Torah? So I remember hearing this, there was a point where I had gone to Rav Palm Shmuzin already for, 7, 8, 10 years. And then, most Fridays, what he spoke about, I heard already. And I heard Rav Huttner say this, that, there's another dimension to it. We read the same parsha every year, we read it again. And there's another dimension of depth to understanding something, to appreciating it. And it's not easy. It's not easy because if you never watch TV, and then you're on an airplane, and you look across the aisle at the screen, you're dumbfounded. The screen changes every split second. It doesn't have, as a kid, Star Trek. You had a scene and things happened. The scene didn't change back and forth. Things took place. To develop a relationship, you have to have a scene that takes a couple of minutes. You can't develop a relationship in a Superman movie, like it's a, And the way it is today is that everything is very quick. Everything is very, very quick. Today, the educationalists say that Sesame Street was the worst thing for education. It used to be Sesame Street was great.
Right.
Now they say that after, you know, watching costume characters and then having a kindergarten teacher who's not wearing a costume, who's usually a little haggard and frustrated, you're like, oh, how can you learn from such a person after you learn from the Cookie Monster? It's very, very hard. Who's the one that taught the ABC? It wasn't the Cookie Monster. It was the Cookie Monster.
The count
taught numbers, right? So after that, I can't look numbers from anybody else. So it's like, it's a very, it's very hard. This idea to understand and to understand with depth is very hard. That's why we all, I include myself, we all have Yetzirah and not the Chazer. Because you learned it already, and you know, go to the next thing. And yet, if a person is able to focus on chazering, he understands it differently. He sees something else. So, it's a hard thing. But he says, that's why it says in the Mishnah, you can learn 100 times, Dame Ayim Basa, no, from when you came, Matipas Rucha. So I've heard it many times, but I don't appreciate it. The Tana is saying that if you think about the fact that you come from Matipas Rucha, it's gonna motivate you. I didn't get there yet. You know, I learned Pirkei Avos probably 40 years since the first time. I don't get there yet. And I read the words, no, from when you came from Tipas Rucha, big deal, we all come from Tipas Rucha. So I don't appreciate it yet. I hope someday I will. But that's what he's saying. You have to have the da, you have to have the thinking into it. And it's tricky. You know, sometimes I'm traveling or I'm in the dentist chair. So I try to think of a Dvar Torah. So a nice vart I could think of. And it distracts me, I don't have a problem. But, once in the dentist chair sat up, I thought, so the dentist stepped back, and I thought it was finished. and I said, where are you going? I was thinking about, you know, I give shiurim, I think about it. But to do what Rabbi Miller did, to think about God, I can think about God, but after a while, what's it to think about him already, you know, like,
because
there's a depth of understanding, and then there's the length. The length I could do, you know, I could have a kash and a teretz and other teretz and other kash and other teretz. But the depth of it, to understand it and appreciate it, that I find hard. And I think the next generation finds it harder. And, you know, it's like an expression of something's a mile wide and an inch deep. It's, the commitment is real when there's depth to it. And it's very, very hard to appreciate depth after you're exposed to the constant changes and variety of life. It's very hard. The more variety there is, the harder it is to appreciate anything. It's that way with pizza also. Hard to appreciate pizza if you have a choice of 5 types of pizza. So, you know, potato chips. You know, it's hard. Anyway, that's what he's saying. He's saying the da is to think into it. So I'm going to try. I'll try to think about Tipas Rucha. We'll see if it gets me anywhere over the next little while. But one thing I know, if we're going to sit here every day and learn the mission of Tipas Rucha, you're all going to disappear on me, right? Because how many times do you learn Dame and Basa with Tipas Rucha? So, I don't know.
But he's not only talking about Musa, you have to learn, like, Gemara and weigh everything, right?
Yeah.
Kol Taru Musa, Shishma Talmud.
I think the Tipas Rucha, the main idea is to take away the gaiva from the mention is the mesh.
See, but you have to know that we measure how big we are relative to everybody else. We don't have absolute barometers by which to measure. So, how committed am I to davening? Depends what everybody else is doing. How committed am I to learning? Depends what everybody else is doing. How wealthy am I? Depends what everybody else is doing. Everything depends on everyone else because there's no absolute way to measure. Memela. So I come up with Tipas Rucha, so do you. Like, you know, what does it do? It doesn't, relative to everybody else, it doesn't change me. If we can raise ourselves to think in absolute levels, it would be a wonderful thing. But, I don't know, but the more time goes on, I think most pain comes from comparison. Most tsar comes, I mean, there's pain. You step on a nail, it's painful. But that's because it's not supposed to be there. It's not supposed to be there, but
the comparison is the basis of kina. That's the basis of kina.
Kina, but kina sounds evil. I mean, the reality is based on comparing to other people. You know, if someone put a bucket of water on my head, I'd be very upset at him. But, you know, I go into a pool and I swim, I'm not wearing my clothing. But that's not my point. The point is that, you know, someone once said that if the nature of the world would be that every man who turns 70 goes blind. Let's say nature, human nature would be, we get old, you turn 70, you go blind. So a person who turns 70 and go blind would say, thank God I live to be 70. Right? That's what he would say. And, however, the nature is not that way. If God forbid a 90-year-old man goes blind, he's a bracha. So everything depends on everybody else. People get older, they slow down.
Expectations.
But that's, it's expectations. But it's comparison really to everybody else. And when it comes to excellence, it's the same. We suffer from the same comparison.
With older people, it's not only to everybody else, it's to themselves, what they used to be able to do and what they can't do.
Comparison, what they used to be able to do.
So the Mauritian didn't have that problem.
What?
Or the
Mauritian didn't have that problem, yeah. That's what they say. There was no one to compare to. So whatever you did, whatever she did was good, you know. There's nobody to compare to. V'chein hizir anavi. K'chu imachem devarim. I made a song out of that, right? A song, K'chu imachem devarim?
Yeah.
So take the words with you. In other words, don't just learn the words and go out. Take the words with you. Have them, hold them dear. Ki berega dibri imoem lo yuchol devar of lohayil. The time you hear words, they don't instantly help. Raki chu imachem lebeischem hadvarim. Take the words home. Is by nirubam. Oz vaday toshuvu. And then you'll be able to do tshuva. Ach ben reseinu harabim. The Yetzahara doesn't let a person think into things. The pasuk says, first he looks for the place of his treasure. He finds it in this field. Once he knows it's in the field, he pushes, he squeezes and digs and squashes the pieces of earth to pull out of it the pieces of gold and the coins. Find where it is. You got to search. Turn it over. Heim b'tayra, das alakim includes both Musa and Tayra. Alright, so the challenge is da'an. For a person to think into it and to want it, it's very easy to inspire a person at the moment. But if you're inspired, you walk out and then life goes on. So, very easy. It's always easy to inspire someone to do something next year. It's always very easy. To inspire someone to do something now is hard. Because when you stand up and you walk away, it's finished. It's over.
That's why they put on a lot of Aron Kodesh's Dalafman
Miyatol.
Dalafman Miyatol. I may all complain that it should be on the computer screen. Dalafman Miyatol, not on the Aron Kodesh. Okay, Me'ayim Basa. But now we have three things. Me'ayim Basa, where do you come from? Atipas Rucha, where you're headed? To a Mokam, to a grave. And Lefnei Miyatol Salita Din V'cheshman. So why three? There are three parts to time, the past, the present, and the future. Now, as they talk about, I mentioned many times that there are two ways to work with a person. The godless Adam, how great man is, and shiftless Adam. So you're about to read about shiftless Adam. That's what he talks about here. The Dayamayim Basa is talking about shiftless Adam as follows. There are three parts to time, past, present, and future. First he says, says a person is saved because of goodness in one. Don't reject the Mitzrayim because in the past you were strangers in his land. Next, because of the future, Shtei Predes Tavis Yeshi Lahitzi Mehen. That Amin Amayev have the two great women that are going to come from them, Rus And Naaman who married Shlomo HaMelech. Naaman. Yishmael Bahayva, Basher Husham. Yishmael, we say, was judged in the Haiva where he is now. Kimavur. If you analyze human beings' existence, all three parts are loroya, are inferior. You look at the past, you come from nothing. In every moment, the haiva, where you're headed? You're headed to the Beis Olam. Every day that passes, you're dead for that day. I don't know, it struck in my mind for some reason. You remember we had a senator, Jacob Javits. So Jacob Javits was terminally ill with a long, drawn-out terminal illness.
ALS.
And what?
ALS.
ALS. And he spoke. I still remember he spoke. I don't remember where it was. I remember he was introduced by Rabbi Singer from the Sfarish Shul. He introduced Yaakov Yaivitz. He introduced him.
Yeah, he came from it.
And he spoke. He said, everyone's terminally ill. Everyone's terminally ill. Some people this number of years, some people that number of years. We're all terminally ill. I remember when he said it, I mean, I don't know how old I was, a teenager. But, you know, I made an impression on you. You know, we're all terminally ill. But now I think about it, you know, if he had said it when he was well, it would be a godless. You know, he would be philosophizing about the meaningless of life. What he was really doing is trying to give himself chizuk. Right. You know, he was terminally ill. He was saying, you're also terminally ill, yeshkayach, you know. that's not philosophy. Philosophy is when you're well and you're able to say, so that's what he's saying. He's saying is that the histakel, b'shloish ha'dvar, where you come from, the haiva is the fact that everyone's heading to the makam, etc. That everyone's heading there, that every day that passes, every moment a person is a moment more in his past and a moment closer to the end. I once saw this about one of the words in Hebrew. When a person dies, the expression for death, chazal, is sometimes, is the expression of ba, that a person, the expression, no, Nach is to rest. There's an expression in Tanakh that it's used also for going. Al-Mukhaimi, death is Al-Mukhaimi, he's going to his death. Haylech is to go. And it's also an expression of Halach Lailamai. Because the expression is that the going is always, it's always something is gone every moment. So what you do with it, if you make it into a moment that's eternal, then it's eternal. If you make it into a moment that's just past, then it's just past. So at any rate, that's what he's saying. That's about the haiva. V'ato haylech lebe, salami chol yayim ha'aver kvar meis b'yayim ahu. Hay b'chol yayim v'yayim v'haiva hu haylech lomos. Every moment a man is heading towards his grave. V'ha'asid, ha'chesh ben ha'gadol shem yucholami. The asid is, lefnei mi'ato asid li'tein din v'chesh. B'tipas rucha, avsha chazal, omru, ha'mistakel ba'ba devarim, ma'lefnim, ma'lo'ochar. It's a certain thing he's not supposed to look at. What was before creation. The person, let's just think about it. Human beings not capable of understanding it. So there's a certain past that we don't think about. V'amu shamatam ki ena roitza shiyuska shem genai v'ashaya kodim shenasa ha'ilam. In the Bria, in Hashem's Bria, we don't try not to think about the past. We had this once, a king who built a palace on a garbage dump. Even though in the world we don't try to think about the downside of where the world came from, but in the individual, about yourself, you could. The old rule, that about yourself, anivus should be to yourself, discipline should be to yourself, and kindness should be outward to others. Alright, so that's our challenge, to know where we came, where we're headed, and where we end up. Always a tremendous challenge.